welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu. Privacy and Data Protection Alert. UCLA Health System settles potential HIPAA violations as HHS awards contracts to implement the HIPAA audit program. On July 7, 2011, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office for Civil Rights, OCR, announced a resolution agreement with the University of California at Los Angeles Health System, UCLA-HS, for potential violations of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, privacy and security rules. UCLA-HS agreed to pay $865,500 and enter into a three-year corrective action plan, CAP, to resolve the OCR investigation. This agreement is the latest in a string of HIPAA enforcement actions announced by OCR, including the first-ever civil monetary penalty totaling over $4.3 million imposed against Signet in February 2011, and comes as OCR makes significant progress in rolling out the HIPAA audit program mandated by the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH Act of 2009. In June 2011, HHS awarded contracts to KPMG and Booz Allen Hamilton to assist OCR in operating the audit program. The resolution agreement involves two separate complaints concerning celebrity patients, alleging that unauthorized UCLA-HS employees repeatedly accessed the patient's electronic protected health information, PHI. The complaint stated that UCLA-HS failed to appropriately train employees to ensure sufficient privacy protections and also failed to sanction and/or document sanctions of employees who impermissibly examined the patient's PHI. The complaints were likely not the only tip that set off the OCR investigation. In April 2008, UCLA-HS Chief Compliance and Privacy Officer confirmed to the Los Angeles Times that the health system had detected that unauthorized employees were inappropriately viewing patient files, including those of Farrah Fawcett. The CAP requires UCLA-HS to review and revise its policies and procedures regarding permissible uses and disclosures of PHI, which HHS must approve, and to implement appropriate sanctions for any violations. UCLA-HS must provide training on the policies and procedures to all workforce members who have access to PHI. The CAP also requires UCLA-HS to report any violation of its policies and procedures, which may or may not constitute violations of HIPAA regulations, within 30 days of determining that a violation exists. An independent monitor will be designated to investigate, assess, and make specific determinations about UCLA-HS compliance with the requirements of the CAP. The monitor will, among other duties, conduct at least two unannounced site visits per year to determine whether workforce members are complying with UCLA-HS policies and procedures, and will generate various reports. Future OCR enforcement actions seem even more likely, as HHS recently announced plans to implement HITECH-mandated HIPAA audit program. In June 2010, HHS awarded contracts to Booz Allen Hamilton for $180,000 to develop methods to identify audit candidates and to KPMG for $9.2 million to develop and audit protocol and conduct audits of HIPAA-covered entities and business associates. HHS expects that each audit would include a site visit during which auditors would interview the entity's leadership. Example, the chief information officer, privacy officer, legal counsel, health information management, metal records director. Examine the physical features and operations of the entity. Observe whether the entity's processes track its policies and review the entity's compliance with HIPAA regulatory requirements. HHS will require KPMG to submit a detailed written report of each audit, which must include specific recommendations for actions that the audited entity can take to address identified compliance violations through a CAP. Importantly, HHS will require KPMG to demonstrate clearly that each of its negative findings is a potential violation of the HIPAA privacy or security rule. The audit program may be implemented quickly. Up to 150 audits may be completed by the end of 2012. The audits represent an important HITECH-driven departure from past OCR practices, which historically relied upon complaints before conducting investigations. HIPAA-covered entities and business associates should take prompt action to prepare for potential audits and investigations. Now is the time to confirm that all appropriate HIPAA compliance documentation is in place and current, to ensure that all workforce members who have access to PHI have received adequate training, and to engage in a thoughtful review of privacy and data security policies and procedures. 2011 Aiken Gump Strauss Hauerfeld LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.